The primary aim of ferronickel refining is to reduce the sulfur content in the crude ferronickel to meet the end-user specifications, which is typically stainless steel production. There are some different practices at different operations, but most of them involve treating ferronickel in the ladle. Crude ferronickel is tapped into ladles and transported by overhead crane to the refinery. As the liquid cools upon transportation, the first step in the refining process is to reheat the metal. This can be accomplished electrically in the ladle furnace. The metal can also be reheated chemically through the addition of aluminum and by blowing oxygen via the lance into the metal in a process step known as chemical heating. After the metal has been reheated, the ladle is moved via transfer car to the ladle furnace station for desulfurization. Slag-forming reagents such as aluminum, calcium oxide, and calcium fluoride are added to the ladle. The liquid metal is then vigorously agitated by blowing nitrogen through a lance to promote the removal of sulfur in the metal phase to the slag phase. The ladle is electrically heated during the entire process to maintain temperature. Following the desulfurization step, the ladle is transferred to the deslagging station, where slag is raked off the top surface into small slag pots. Cooled slag can be dumped or directed to a metal recovery circuit for recovery of entrained ferronickel. There may be a final touch-up step for further composition adjustment. After refining, the metal ladle is transported by overhead crane to the shotting station, where the molten ferronickel is granulated, screened, and packaged. Here's an example of crude ferronickel ladle refining process.